think you can interview Martin for the job? Good! Okay, great, Gloria. I think it'd be better if you call him.
No, trust me. You call him. Oh, and Gloria, I don't want him to know I did this, okay? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Gina, what did you just do?
Okay, Pam, look. I know Martin's not happy, and he should be doing something that he likes, so I called Channel 51 and I got him an interview.
Aw, Martin's woman getting him a new job. How are he gonna buy him a cute little outfit to wear on the interview as well?
Hey, Pam, I don't want you to tell anybody about this, especially Martin.
Tell anybody? Girl, I'ma sing it out like Tony Braxton!
You bought some groceries.
When was the last time you had hair, Tommy? Man, after 8 hours of buffing floors, I'm not trying to feed your big no-job having ass.
Man. Hey, look at here, Martin. Now that we're in the same union,
yeah,
we can go down to the meetings together. Mm. Like men. Yeah. And if we need a ride, you know, moms could give us a ride down there.
So how is work, man?
Better than I thought. It's coming along, you know. For the first time, I'm happy. You know, I mean, radio stuff was cool, but show business ain't no way to make no living, man. You know? Now I got my time. You see what I'm saying? I can think, plan for my future. You know?
And in 40 years, man, when we cash in our pensions, we gonna be living large, okay? Yeah. $120 a week tax-free.
That's right. That's right.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Man, let me.
What the hell was that all about?
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, this Martin Payne. Yeah, what? Yeah. You mean tomorrow? Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I can make that. Hey, well, about time y'all found me. All right. I'm back. What? Marty Marr's back, man. I'm gonna be on TV. That was Channel 51 calling me about an interview tomorrow. Y'all know what that means? I'm gonna have my own show.
Okay, wait a minute, Martin, hold on, bro.
Now, you just said that you had it with your business, right? And don't you have to be to work in the morning?
I should be asking you that, brother. Go talk to your boy with his jealous ass. Yeah, what? Let me call the buffing boss. Yeah, let me speak to the buffing boss. Yeah, buffing boss, Martin Payne. Yeah, about work tomorrow. Buff this.
Martin, I can't believe you just quit a job and you don't even have another one.
Believe it, Baldy Savalas.
All right, Martin. What is so important, I had to rush over here at 6 in the morning.
First, girl, let's get some food in you. Get you some breakfast. Okay? Now. Baby, I'm on my way back. I got a new job. A better job.
You did?
Baby, I'm gonna be hosting my own show on Channel 51.
That is great! They gave you your own show?
No. Not yet, but they're gone.
You went in and talked to them?
No, not yet, but I'm gone.
What makes you think they're gonna give you your own show?
They called me. Girl, all this time I've been thinking too small. Now I know why it's been taking me so long to break out. Gina, radio is cool, but no. This face, belongs on the tissue. Hello, how are ya? What do you want?
We're talking about on air, Martin. Don't you need some kind of audition tape?
Audition tape?
Yeah.
What's the audition tape?
Well, it's a sample of a show that you've done, sort of like a resume on tape.
Girl, please. Oh, I don't need no audition tape, girl. I've been on the air all my life. I'm a natural, Gina. Don't you get it? They called me.
I know, Martin. I just want you to be realistic.
Do I have to say it again?
No.
They called me. TV. TV station. This hand. Oh. Wait a minute. Tonight in the audience, we have Smoking Joe Frazier. Right over here, Smoking Joe. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was the champ.
Get off that stage. Right. Don't you have any home training? Who are you?
I'm Mr. Martin Payne. I'm here to see Mrs. Rodriguez for the job.
She's in with a qualified applicant.
I don't know why she's seeing another applicant. I mean, they called me.
Thank you very much. And where can we get in touch with you?
Catch me on the fifth floor.
Bruh, man, what are you doing here, bruh, man?
Nothing. Just chilling. Trying to give me this J-O-B-B.
No, you are not here for this job.
Yeah. They called me.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Martin Payne.
I'm Gloria Rodriguez. Nice to meet you.
Oh, Rodriguez. Huh? Well, let me say, what's up? Or should I say, ¿qué pasa?
You speak Spanish.
I do a little something, you know. I like to keep up with my Latino brothers and sisters, you know. Check it out. Coma está instead. El Lisa Lisa. Menudo. Rico Suave. All that. That was just a little jokey joke. El Joko.
El Ha Ha. What I'm looking for is an on-air personality with a lot of edge for a new talk show.
Well, don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
Good. Yeah. Let's see your audition tape.
Whoa, wait. Audition tape? Nah, I didn't bring no audition tape.
If you don't have an audition tape, then we have nothing to talk about.
Did you say audition tape? You know what? I thought you had said new audition tape. That's my bad. You know what I did was, I think I had left the tape in my other pants. I can bring that in for you next week.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Payne, but I have to make a decision by tomorrow afternoon. Nice meeting you.
Psych, you know what? Wait a minute. Did I say that I was going to bring the tape in next week? Why am I tripping? You know what? I think I can get that to you tomorrow. Right? Zoom. Right there tomorrow.
Good. Then I'll see you at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Right. I'll be here. Pronto. Miss Rodriguez, I'll be here, manana.
That's mañana.
Oh, okay. With the plural. It sounds like it's plural. Oh. Call my boy Cole. Cole! Yo, Cole, get everybody over to the house. It's showtime, boy. Yeah, I'm back in the business. Yeah.
What are you doing?
You look like you should be on TV, man.
Yeah, you think so?
Kind of like a low-budget Montel.
Gina, why are we doing this?
To help Martin get a job. Just think about it, Pam. It's the first step to me getting out of your apartment.
Y'all got to move your asses. Come on, y'all got to go.
Okay. No, now listen to this. Everyone listen to this. People, we are going right away. I'm going to need your help on this. I need you to make this tape look like the perfect talk show. All of you can help me do this, all right? Gina, baby, you're my first guest, okay? I want a lot of energy from you.
I know, baby, I don't know. I've never been on TV before. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, but no, don't be nervous.
I mean, trust me, I'm with you, baby, okay? Hey. I'm gonna make you look good on this.
Really?
Oh, real good.
Okay.
Tell me.
Yeah.
If Gina bombs, I'm going straight to you. I'm not gonna let her jam me up on this one, okay? Pam, please, try not to look directly into the camera. Okay? I'm responsible for any damage to the lens.
Hey, don't listen to him, you know? You look good.
Yeah, all right, come on in. Take your seats. We're going right away. A lot of energy. All right, come on in. All right, cool. Yeah, come on in here.
Martin.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
This is my studio audience, Tommy. Soon as word got out that I was doing a show, couldn't keep them away, man.
No, man. I got you your audience. Now can I get my money? And where's Oprah?
You know, you're asking an awful lot of questions for a dollar, okay? Now sit your ass down and enjoy the show, okay? Only got the equipment for an hour. Let's go. Got the equipment for an hour. Audience, I want you in it. Tommy, I'm gonna need you behind the camera.
I got it.
Okay, Cole, you getting it, everything together?
Yeah. Speak out. Tape one.
All right. What's happening? What's going on? Welcome to the number one talk show, Speak Out. All right. I'm your host, Martin Payne. And my first guest is a marketing executive on her way to the top. Please welcome Gina Waters.
Gina!
Give a round of applause.
Thank you. Come out there.
Well, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have a master's degree in public relations, and I work at a firm.
Yeah, well, look, let's get to the good part. Uh-huh. At what point did you decide to become a shoplifter? I mean, it's right there. I mean, don't deny it, Miss Waters. Okay, at what point did you become a shoplifter? I mean, did gambling push you into it? What drove you to doing the things that you do? Speak out!
Are you crazy? Hold up, Tommy, stop the tape. Stop the tape right now. I'm serious.
Wait.
Stop.
Wait. Is that your answer for everything, Miss Waters? Because in real life, you can't just stop the tape. Speak out. We gotta pay some bills. We'll be right back. Ding, 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 ding. Clear? Good. Great. You're doing great. Everyone loves you. The audience is into it. I love what you're doing.
You are humiliating me.
I'm supposed to. Haven't you seen all the other talk shows? How else am I gonna compete with Gerard doing them? What?
You're telling lies. Lies, Martin.
Well, what about when I lied for you? When you killed my mama bird. What about I lied for you when you were down up under the thing?
Right. You just better tone
speak out?
Gina Waters, tell us a little bit about your marketing job.
Well, what I do is I work with different clients.
Are you stealing money from them too?
Waiting, huh? What is it? You can't handle it? You don't want people to know?
Look at her. She done cracked under the gun.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Speak Out. My next guest is an expert psychologist on relationships. He's also the author of a new book called Getting the Draws. Please welcome to the show, Tommy Strong.
Welcome to the show. Thank you very much.
All right, all right. How you doing, Doc?
That's fine.
All right, got the draws.
Yes, the draws.
That's right, that's right. Well, Dr. Tommy Strong, please tell me and my audience, the audience out there, tell the world about your secret.
Oh, well, Martin, I don't have any secrets. I don't have any.
Why do you lie, man? Don't be a liar, okay? Explain to the world, okay, about your addiction to phone sex. Speak out.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man, don't play dumb, okay? All right, I'm holding here, right here, your phone bill, okay? Huh? Oh, look, $700 charged to 976 Strokey Duck? Huh? Speak out. You a pervert, aren't you?
A pervert?
A pervert indeed. You know what? How do you live with yourself? Get him out of here. Get him off what I said.
Miss James, would you prefer to be called Ms. or Mr.?
That depends. Do you prefer Jack or ass?
Very funny. Okay, please, just tell the people out there about your life as a voodoo priestess.
Girl, just hold your tongue.
What is it? Some kind of hocus pocus magic? Hold your tongue. What is that? Huh?
Look, you better watch your step or I'm gonna shrink you, Martin. Oops, somebody beat me to it, Webster.
Well, as you can see, voodoo women not only curse others, but by looking at her face, they damn sure curse themselves. I can tell by the hair on her forearm. Oh, it's gonna be a full moon.
That did it? I ain't Gina.
Get off! Get off! As you can see, it got a little rough when that female impersonator attacked me. But other than that, you gotta admit, Miss Rodriguez, the tape is all.
All what? Child, please.
Bernice, you will get your chance to be on my show next week. Okay, now please.
Look, Mr. Payne, your tape was entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's just not what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with somebody else.
Wow. Right in my face, you gonna tell me you gonna go? Okay. You could have called me when I got home. And
that's nice. Hey, it's nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you. Thank you for the interview.
Huh?
Miss Rodriguez, look, check this out. So what? I don't get my own show. I'm cool with that. I'm not afraid to start again, work my way up to the top. I'm a hard worker. I can prove it if you just give me the chance. I know I can. I mean, what can I say? Look, I put this tape together in no time.
You know, I have one more opening. How does associate producer sound to you?
What? Huh? Let me weigh my options. Associate producer, buffing floors. Associate producer, buffing floors. I'm gonna go with associate producer. Yeah, yeah.
You're also messenger,
uh-huh,
caterer, and security.
Cool, what?
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
See you at 9 o'clock.
All right. Hey, Ms. Rodriguez, you all right? So this goes with you. Que pasa? Oh.
Yeah, I'm at the TV.
9 a.m. sharp.
Right.
And your first assignment is to bring donuts for the crew, Mr. Producer.
All right, right on. Well, I see you in the morning at work, Mrs. Doubtfire. Clean, dang, dang, that ain't dang, dang.
Woo!
Oh, baby, I want to thank you for being there for me, girl. You know I couldn't done it without you. Well, actually, I could have, but I wanted to include you. But no, thank you, baby. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right?
I know that.
You know that?
I know that you love me.
I do love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, before I forget, yes. Yes. I bought you a nameplate for your desk.
No.
No.
No. I don't have no desk.
Oh, baby, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
All right, good, good. I thought that was...
No, it's no problem. You can put it on your parking space.
No.
No?
No. I don't have no parking space. Yeah?
Oh, what's your extension at work?
Let me think. No. I don't have no extension. I don't have no phone, baby. I'll call you.
I'll give you a couple of quarters.
Okay.
Congratulations anyway.
I love you.
I love you. Mm. Come here. Mm-hmm.